Steve and Marianne, how did the Summer Art Walk get started in Monrovia?
The Art Walks got started about 4 or 5 years ago now as sort of a spinoff for the big art fair that the Monrovia Association of Fine Arts does every fall, every October. And we wanted to expand things a bit, give artists more of an opportunity to sell things in Old Town Monrovia. So we thought that, or Moffa thought, that having 3 art walks the last Saturday of June, July, and August would be a good plan.
They sound like a lot of fun. Monrovia Association of Fine Arts. Marianne, how did the two of you first get involved with MAFA?
We participated in an art fair, a festival in October, and gradually became aware of membership and what they did for the community and went to a meeting and wound up signing up.
Fast forward to today, and you're not only involved in it, but you are coordinating it. What's that like for you? You and your husband are photographers and writers, coordinating and exhibiting in the art walk.
We're not really coordinating.
We're not the main people.
Yeah.
No.
There's a lot of people who put in a lot of effort on this. I feel the phone calls, or we feel the phone calls, and Marianne puts posters
it's
up around
here. It's all volunteer, and everybody works around their schedules and do what we can do. We have some good committees that we help each other organize and work on. So it's a group effort, absolutely.
Suppose that it's Saturday right now. It's 7 o'clock. And we just walked to where the art walk is. What are we going to see?
Well, most of the art walk is in the neighborhood of the Paint and Play Gallery, which is near on Myrtle Avenue there, near the Krikorian Theater. And you'll see, of course, our booth, which offers photography and my books for sale. There's usually some student artists out there working on a potter's wheel. We've got a sculptor who usually shows named Bill Hyatt, who does some very interesting metal sculptures with the cuts with a welding torch, welds together.
They have a three-dimensional look to them.
Yeah, and then we've got jewelers, we've got painters.
A variety of media, absolutely.
Yeah, typically the art walks have about 9 or 10 different artists out there.
What would be one of the artists you have seen exhibiting that the originality even surprised you?
Oh, there's a lady that does pictures. It's a combination of different paper.
Yeah, it's Elizabeth Butterworth is her name. And, yeah, she tears paper and then uses the torn paper as sort of a mosaic, I guess you'd say, to create artworks. And they're quite stunning.
I would love to see that. Let's talk about your own art. You are photographers, and you have a pretty amazing book. How'd you first come up, first of all, with your book, Road Trippin'?
Well, I started writing a column for, what was then a print magazine, now it's online, for theacemagazine.com, on road trips. Friends of ours own a place in Burbank called Auto Books, which sells books about cars. And when they bought the place, they took over this publication that's a calendar of automotive events. And they asked me to write a column on road trips. I do a lot of them. My wife and I do a lot of road trips in our old car. We've got an old Triumph TR3 sports car. And from there, after about 5 years, I thought, well, you know, I ought to put these together in a book. So I put them together in book form, the columns I wrote, and massaged them and made them a little more, a little more continuity and such. And there's kind of a hole there in road trip books. Most focus on things like Route 66 is probably the most popular one. And I was more about the back roads, the odd, the unusual places, the roads where they don't even paint a line down the middle. Being a sports car guy, I like the twisty, tight back road types of trips. And we started also participating in something called the No Frills Iron Bottom Motoring Tour, which was about a 3-day, 1,000-mile backroads tour for old sports cars. And that got the bug going and put it together in a book form so that other people can see these incredible backroads that, in particular California, all the way up to Washington, all the way as far east as New Mexico.
And there are a few bits on Route 66. We've enjoyed exploring that as well. Both of our photographs are in there of different areas that we've taken, and We find it very relaxing going on road trips. We enjoy it very much.
Marianne, what would be one of the back roads road trips that involve Route 66 that people just don't think about when they go traveling?
Monument Valley by the Four Corners area.
And what's that like?
They filmed a lot of old westerns there and just breathtaking scenery. One trip, we drove so we could be there at sunrise so we could each take pictures as the light was changing. And it really produced some interesting effects.
I understand taking pictures of some of these incredible vistas, but how do you find the beauty in something unusual? Like, for example, Steve, one of the tail fin lights that you have on one of your posters for the car.
Well, when it comes to things mechanical, I'm attracted to the details, the small detail that encapsulates the entire vehicle. Or if it's a building, the cornice, the wall, the angle of a roof, the texture, particularly the places we shot in Ireland, the textures were incredible and the angles were incredible, the colors. And try to come up with a detail that tells the story of the building in some way. I'm a firm believer that photographs or paintings, too, should tell some kind of a story. You should be able to look at it and say, okay, I see what's going on here. And that's really part of our inspiration, is to bring people into the moment when we take these photos and try to then make them expand beyond what the mere picture does.
In addition to that sunrise, what's been one of your favorite stories to capture with your own photography?
Well, I think probably the place that captured us both the most was the Rock of Cashel in Tipperary, Ireland. It's an ancient fortress and monastery and cathedral in sort of the south middle west corner of Ireland, I guess you'd say. And it was the seat of power of the McCarthys, which, of course, gives me an instant connection. And we walked around there. We went in and we
early
took our
early in the morning.
We just opened
the
up. And we both took our cameras, went different ways, and just shot up several rolls of film. It was a place that was quite magical
to
me.
Full of angles and shapes and textures and shadows. And it was just amazing. Everywhere you looked like a perfect composition of something or other. It was just wonderful. They had stone crosses and everything. It was just beautiful.
It's just an amazing place. And having sort of the personal family connection made that connection even stronger. And I wanted to try to relay that to other people so that they could maybe get some of that same view.
Will you be exhibiting any of the pictures that you took on that particular trip in the Summer Art Walk?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Those, as well as the Monument Valley, some car pictures. We also do some railroad photography. I'm an avid rail fan, and we go chase steam engines when we find them in particular. So we're rather eclectic when it comes to our taste of what we take pictures of.
I found your books very eclectic as well, but before we get to that, I wish each of you would tell me about, in the magical place that had been the seat of power for the McCarthys, what was one of the most magical shots each of you got since you split up? Marianne, what about you? What'd you see?
I kind of remember a view outside an arch, and it had a stone cross with a heart like a clotta, and then it was framed in the archway, and then just in the background you could see a green valley down below, and just a stark contrast of colors and dimensions. It was really beautiful. So that was one of my favorite places there.
I think my favorite is the one, it's a photo of several steeply angled roof lines, triangular roof lines with a lot of rock texture, and then there is a Celtic cross down in the foreground that almost blends in. You almost don't even see it when you look at it. And to me, that's one of my favorite shots.